最后司法部门，司法部门也是政府的一个分支。
The judiciary is a branch of government, which includes those individuals and bodies, primarily judges and courts, that administer and interpret the meaning of laws.
那么它包括管理和解释法律含义的个人以及机构，主要是法官和法院。
It is also responsible for the resolution of disputes.
它还负责解决争端。
In Britain, England, Wales, Scotland, and Northern Ireland all have their separate legal systems, so they resemble each other a lot.
在英国，英格兰、威尔士、苏格兰和北爱尔兰都有各自的法律体系，尽管他们彼此很相似。
By convention, judges are above and beyond politics, a political beings who interpret but do not make the law.
按照惯例呢，法官是超越政治的，他是非政治的，负责解释法律但不制定法律的人。
And until 2006, the Lord Chancellor was part of the executive, the legislature, and the judiciary.
一直直到2006年 ，the Lord of Chancellor 大法官，他还是行政、立法和司法部门的一员。
But the Lord Chancellor's role changed on April the 3rd.2006, as a result of Constitution Reform Act 2005.
但是呢，在2006年的4月3号，由于2005年限制改革法案，使得大法官的角色发生了巨大的变化。
This latest major change to affect the judiciary has been described as the most significant since Magna Carta.
这一影响司法的最新的重大变化呢，被称为自大宪章以来最重大的变革。为什么呢？
The Act established the Lord Chief Justice as President of the Courts of England and Wales and Head of its Judiciary.
因为这个法案，它规定了首席大法官 Lord Chief Justice 是作为英格兰和威尔士院长的法院的院长以及司法机构的负责人。
A role previously performed by the Lord Chancellor.
这一角色呢，以前就是 Lord Chancellor 大法官来履行的。这应该是第一次明确规定了大法官和其他大臣保护司法独立的法定职责。
That's for the first time an express statutory duty is placed on the Lord Chancellor and other ministers of the Crown to protect the independence of the judiciary.
也是在其1000年的历史上，司法部门首次被正式承认为政府的一个完全独立的部门。
And that's for the first time in its 1000 year history, the judiciary is officially recognized as a fully independent branch of the government.